Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Land Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, part number 138. We're going to bring our elder in, and he'll tell y'all about the broadcast. And then we'll see what we can get on after we hear what our elder got to say. That's what we do. All right, so we bring our elder in for another episode, part number 138. When you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tears, Yahuwah be to their senior race.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, the seed grow. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Elder Mr. Tears. Well, all we know, the fox cat has been lit and the curtain has went up. It's not going to be easy, but we know it's going to be done. So what you got to tell this national audience, over 500,000 plus on the international side, what you got to say? You take your time and do your part. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And as I always say recently, there's a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And that's a good thing, because we all came to hear these righteous words, because it tells us that the entranceway is narrow to righteousness. And this is what we teach in this program, the narrow direction to go to get to Yahuwah, as it tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 13 and verse number 14. 13 says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth into destruction, and many there will be which go men thereat. 14, for straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, few there be that find it. Well, we know we won't be able to get that 100% to go our direction, but the majority is going to see the truth and they're going to hear our way. We're all given talents, and these talents help to expound on those things that we all know. And some others that we're around, they see the talents that we have before we usually see it ourselves. And that's always a good thing, because when we're told about these things, we're able to even expound on those things more. And that's even told us in the book of Matthew, verse number 25:20, I believe it is, where it tells you that, you know, you have gained five or more talents, and with the blessings of Yahuwah, you have gained more. And when you use those things the right way, and he says, hey, Yahuwah, look, I have gained five talents. He gives you that 25:21. And he says, well done, loyal and faithful servant. I shall make you lord of a few things. And this is what happens. You know, Yahuwah recognizes when you do those things which are right, especially with what you have learned. Because we know many have came to hear the things that we have to say, and some listening can never understand. This is where Yahuwah's ministry comes in and makes this misunderstanding very possible. We even have people on the street recently that tell us, hey, this word, you need to explain that. We don't understand it. And we know that. So we reach out and teach the proper things that need to be taught, because we know that some looking can never find these answers. And they do this because, well, that's what the misinformed usually does. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught with this ministry makes all this and more possible for the righteous. The righteous being those that want to go the direction of Yahuwah. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums for righteous learning and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahuwah's word. And this is what we've heard questions about quite often. How can you guys get this much information out of this one book? Well, it comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahuwah. It's about your health, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and much more comes from this one book. We do this because this is information you came to seek, and you'll have to look no further, because you've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. And the times we're open unto you for this learning is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event or high day. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. At the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class is 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and an online class, which starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine, and right on that search line, type tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under this big line, you will see some choices. And one will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you may see menu. But still, after clicking that, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us to read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to always remember that Yahuwah loves that you're a forgiver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. You'll find this is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio stations, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, which includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available only during live broadcast time. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live, and after you click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. And when you see the red live button, you click that, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is Yahdah Israel, that's YHDHYSRAEL. These are for your biblical questions or related subjects that can be answered. We also have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other phone number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, please do not call this number trying to teach. You will absolutely not receive a response, just a dial tone. Remember the example of the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. 6 says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, I have one counselor over 1,000. You can also inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel by calling the same number, which we supply on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text, as we know he's generally pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen, and now even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach, you will just hear a dull tone. Also, for those of you who maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words once again to get there, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking there, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal BroadTalk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on PalTalk. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online, to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our program, will be Elder Nestor Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel writing as Shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that if BroadTalk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on PalTalk. But one thing to remember, when we're doing things that are right and going in the right direction, remember, as it tells us in biblical scripture, we are the children of Yahuwah. We are the blessed peacemakers, which is said in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 9. So we can continue to listen to these words with the righteous understanding. Keep your Bibles open. I'll pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Dale. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That was excellent again on your part. You know, I was looking at this 12 tribes of Israel. And, you know, I was looking at this one, and I said, now, I know this right here, this is pretty good, no doubt about it. Let me see, can I just see what it says on this, I don't see what do it say that I can read. It says,
14 books from the Bible. To this day, there is no explanation as to why, and the Vatican is happier with the general population not knowing. There were originally 80 books in the Bible when it was translated from Latin to English back in 1611. These days there are only 66. The missing books are known as the Apocrypha, which in Greek means hidden. The missing books include Esdras, Tobit, Judith, the Wisdom of Solomon, the Songs of the Three Holy Children, Bel and the Dragon, Maccabees, and the Prayer for Manasses. Even stranger is that Jesus' name was spelled Jesus before these 14 books were removed. The church changed the pronunciation and spelling. If they had never changed anything, you'd pronounce Jesus' name as Yehoshua. Why were these mysterious books removed? There are many theories. Some say the contents of the books didn't fit in with the Roman Catholic Church's narratives, and so they were simply taken out. Some believe they made the Bible too long and too confusing, so they were removed. But there is no real answer. None of the books were particularly nefarious, and they don't seem to include any secrets. But for whatever reason, the Catholic Church chose to remove them from the Bible so that the Word of God was exactly what they wanted it to be. They removed 14 books from the Bible. To this day, There is no explanation as to why, and the Vatican is happier with the general population not knowing. There were originally 80 books in the Bible when it was translated from Latin to English back in 1611. These days there are only 66. The missing books are known as the Apocrypha, which in Greek means hidden. The missing books include Esdras, Tobit, Judith, the Wisdom of Solomon, the Songs of the Three Holy Children, Bel and the Dragon, Maccabees, and the Prayer for Manasses. Even stranger is that Jesus' name was spelled Jesus before these 14 books were removed. The church changed the pronunciation and spelling. If they had never changed anything, you'd pronounce Jesus' name as Yehoshua. Why were these mysterious books removed? There are many theories. Some say the contents of the books didn't fit in with the Roman Catholic Church's narrative, and so they were simply taken out. Some believe they made the Bible too long and too confusing, so they were removed. But there is no real answer. None of the books were particularly nefarious, and they don't seem to include any secrets. But for whatever reason, the Catholic Church chose to remove them from the Bible so that the Word of God was exactly what they wanted it to be.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. So, before I was rudely interrupted, I look at this 12 tribes of Israel chart, and I like this. I mean, you know the reason why a lot of things have been removed, because a lot of things have been removed from your brain, but now a ministry got to start doing the groundwork and doing the cleanup work on it. That's all I can basically say myself. So now, getting back to what I was talking about, Okay, the twelve tribes of Israel. This is the handout that we will be passing out with a little bit more details on it coming Saturday. It says Judah, the lead tribe. The fourth son of Israel, now called Black African American, Negro, and Moors. Then it also tell you that in Jeremiah 14, verse 2, it tell you the color. And at the bottom of this, I like, it says Esau, Genesis 25:25, the red man, now called the white man, and woman, Cajun European. You know, this is when you pass out a handout like this, and you ask them, where do you stand on this right here? And what's going to stand before is this Judah, the lead tribe. See, that's the key word. Now, if they respond to being Judah, the lead tribe, then they got to know what you lead. Now, okay, you got if you're the lead tribe, then that means it's responsibility by being Judah, the lead tribe. And what order you in is the fourth son of Israel. But you got all these labels you have to remove from you, Black, African, American, Negro, and Moors. So all that right there will have to be basically once you pass these handouts out and you ask them where you stand on that, your nationality on this, you know, and what's going to stand out is Judah. So it's on this Judah to wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Judah, you have to wake up, no doubt about it, because he said you the lead tribe. So if you lead something, you know, and you know what it says in 14:15 of Matthew's. I mean, I'm good for one verse. Let me see. What do it say in Matthew's 14:15? Let me see what it says. It says something in the book of Matthews. I'm good for one piece of veer, and I get back to bring those that are going to be on stage for a nice episode. But I'm good for one piece of veer. You know, that's pretty interesting right there. In the 15th chapter, verse 14, what it say? Matthew 15:14. It says, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. The key word is both. I'm going to make a note of that word called both because it's going to come back. Both shall fall in the ditch. I got to make a note of that because there's something in that word called both. And I wonder what that word means. Let's see if we'll be on stage for tonight's episode, part number 138. And that word right there is going to play a part in tonight's lesson, both. Both who? Let's see if we find a young lion brain man. He's doing a fantastic job in overseeing the garden and getting out there, getting in where he's been in there. Some young lions, they're showing some potential. And the mother said, you know what, some people don't, not yet. Let us watch them some more. All right, you know, Osea can get excited in the end, but the mother said, no, let's watch them some more. All right, good enough. The Micaiah, tribe of Yadav Judah, take number 138. Up and come and teach you how to camp one. Yahweh BJC record.
Yahweh bless. Dear Israel. Oh, be good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, I was told in my ear, saying we got to watch the young lions a little bit more. Don't get excited about the young lions. Let's wait till the heat get turned up on them a little bit. Let's watch them a little bit longer now. Okay, right. All right, that's the mothers out of Camp 1. All right, Mother E, tribe of Yahweh Judah, would you be on stage for tonight's episode part number 138? You on the clock, come out.
Yahweh, Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's Mother E. Hey, Mother Z, you getting them books ready? You getting everything prepared to address this national audience, over 500,000 plus. Shortly, Mother Z, Yahweh be with you.
Not now, yeah. Okay. Not here right now.
All right, hallelujah. Oh, she's sitting at her desk getting prepared. All right, good enough, that mother. All right. Now, let's see if we find Mother D.F. Israel and see what she be on the mic stage, part number 138. Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be to that seed, right?
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Mother. Israel. Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. Princess Leora Israel, would you be for the night episode part 138? Yahweh be to that Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. What you saying? Latter-day Saints. We going to mute Camp 4. But Micaiah, let's see if we get found. What can we read in Matthew chapter 10:19 on 10:19? What I want 10:19? Matthew 10:19. Let's see if we get, because I want to take a look at this word called both. This word on Cain, and I want to look at this word called both shortly. What that word means? That's what it says in 10:19 of the book of Matthew. Is it? You on the clock? Come on.
Book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19 read. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
Yeah, because they're going to deliver you up. But now hold that point there. Now they're going to deliver you up, but what did the Almighty say? And Luke 22 behind that. What did Luke 22 verse 11, 32, what it said? Then we'll get some Luke 12, 12. What did Yahweh say behind that? He said, now, he let you know, listen, six anointed camps, you're going to be tried. But he said, don't worry if you prepare yourself. In that very same hour, he going to step in there and show you what you ought to be dealing with. Now, Yahweh the Son made a profound statement in the book of 22nd chapter of Luke 28, down to verse 32. What do you say that we can read, young lion? Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 28 down to 32. Book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 28, read. You are they which have continued with me in my temptation. And I appoint unto you a king, as my father hath appointed unto me. Verse 30. That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on throne, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 31. Yahweh said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Verse 32. But I have prayed that your faith fail not, and when you are converted, strengthen your brother.
Mm-hmm. So he says, I prayed. Now, listen, once you understand that this right here is not going to be easy, but all we can do is give you the tools that if you stay in the book and you got the right spirit, and that very same hour, give me Luke 12:12. So Luke 12:12 will come in right now there, young line. What did Luke 12:12 say?
Book of Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the right spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
So, and you have to believe that he will step in and will teach you in that very same hour, but your spirit have to be right and line up with him. And like we read earlier, at least that I was rudely interrupted, showing you that the Catholic Church, they take credit for removing the 14 books and changing his name. They said all the information was in what you call the 1611 book, but as time went on, they got their hand on it in the 1800s, the Protestant Catholic. They just removed 14 books and left you 14 books short, then gave you another name that you were soundly beat in somebody's head, the name of Jesus. But they got on record that we the one gave you the name Jesus. But he made it plain out his own mouth, the name that he came in, because, you know, you hear him that beat you big time over the head with his name Jesus. But then, I mean, if you let them come up, if you let them go on, stretch out, give you this name, Jesus, then take them to St. John 5:43, young lion, and let's see what St. John 5:43 says.
Going over to the book of St. John, chapter 5, picking it up at verse 43. The book of St. John, chapter 5, verse 43 reads, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
You see? If another will come in his own name, him you will receive. He said, but the name he came in was his Father's name. See, he said the name that he came in was his Father's name. So his Father is not the name that we've been highly promote in the ears, and they is hell-bent on this name that was going to be given to you, just like you said in that early part of the tape. The name Jesus was given to you after they removed the 14 books. That's when the name Jesus came in play. But, you know, we'll go to town on that name Jesus, but that name Jesus is not the name that he came in his Father's name. And it tells you plainly, in 1:16:13 of St. John, Psalm, hey, Hey, Marie, what it says to us plainly in the 116th chapter, verse 13 of the book of Psalms? What can we read out of the mouth of David? What do you say?
Okay. Psalm 116.
What's there, Marie?
Psalm 116:13. Okay. Let me get there. The book of Psalms, chapter 116:13. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh.
Mother E, how many letters is the name that David said he gonna call on?
Four letters, Y-H-W-H.
And how many letters is Jesus? How many letters is that?
Four letters, Y-H-W-H.
How many letters Jesus got in it?
How many letters Jesus got in it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
How many letters Jesus got in there?
Five. Right here.
Five. So Jesus got five letters. See, Jesus got five letters in it. But we find out that the name to be called on is four letters. And what it says in Acts 4:12, that mother, hey, mother, in Acts 4:12, what it says about the four letters, YHWH. What do Peter bring to the table on 4:11? Whatever I just said, Acts chapter 4, verse 11. What did it say there, Mother E?
Acts chapter 4, verse 11. This is the song.
Yeah, 11 and 12. Yeah, 11 and 12. 11 and 12.
Okay. Acts chapter 4, verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11 reads, this is the song which was set at mouth of you, of your builder, which is become the head of the corner. Verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
So, mother, the only name going to get you salvation is what name, mother?
Yahweh.
And how many letters is that?
Oh. Y-H-W-H.
Now back up and read 4:11 again. Read verse 4:11. And mother D.F. Israel, meet me over in Ephesians chapter 2. Read 4:11 again.
Chapter 4, verse 11. This is the stone which was set at mouth of you, of your builder, which is become the head of the corner.
Mm-hmm. So he said they set this stone as nothing, but this same stone is gonna be is the head of your corner. Now we can precept that, mother D.F. Israel. But the same one you put to the side say it ain't nothing. Then we're going to find out by precepting our Bible in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, Mother D.F. Israel. And we're going to look at verse number 20 to 22. Let's see if we paint the picture, what we will come up with in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 to 22. He said, it's the same stone you just put as nothing. You just said, get out the way, stone. You ain't nothing. But the same stone becomes the head of your corner. What are they talking about that we can read? Ephesians 2, 29 and verse 22. What does it say, Mother D.F. Israel?
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 to 22. Verse 20. and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and seers, Yahweh the Son himself being the chief cornerstone, 21, in whom all the builders fitted frame together grow into an righteous temple in Yahweh, 22, in whom you also are built together for an inhabitation of Yahweh through the Spirit.
Read verse 20 again.
Verse 20. And are built up on the foundation of the apostles and seers, Yahweh the Son himself being the chief cornerstone.
Yeah. So the one they're pushing aside is Yahweh himself being this chief cornerstone. So you got some that's going to push him to the side, and he is the chief cornerstone. So really, you in your mind, you pushing the chief cornerstone when you call him by five letters, and he says only salvation is in four letters. And you are pound five levels in. It ain't no salvation in the five levels. It's in the four levels. Now, Mother D.F. Israel. So if that's the case, in the book of Peter, there, in 2 Peter there, Mother D.F. Israel, Chapter 2, let's see what was Peter told that gonna always put a little mud in the water. And let's see what Peter wrote about that in 1 Peter or 2 Peter, which one I want? I want 1 Peter. Is that right? What I want? I want something out of. What do I want out of? I'm kind of struggling right now. Kind of struggling. I'm looking for 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 8. I just called it out while I'm seeking out Peter to myself. 2 Peter 2:8. That mother be up Israel. What do it say in 2 Peter 2, verse 8?
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 8. For that
Hold that point, Mo. You're right, young lion. You're right. Thank you. Back up and give me 2 Peter 1, verse 8. To the young lion, so now I'm saying you need to back up and get 1 Peter. That's right. 1 Peter chapter 2. And pick it up at verse number. Pick it up verse 5. Now pick it up verse 4. Pick it up verse 4 down to verse number 8. Four down to verse 8. That's my final judgment on it. 1 Peter 2, okay. 5 to 8. You're on the clock. I'm going to be up this way. Come on.
1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 8. Verse 4. To whom coming as unto a lively stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of Yahweh and precious. Verse 5.
Chosen by the Father, go ahead.
You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual family and righteous priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to Yahweh the Father by Yahweh the Son. Verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scriptures, behold, I lay in Simon a chief cornerstone. Where's this Peter? Or who is this? Chief cornerstone elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be confounded. Verse 7. Mm-hmm. Unto you, therefore, which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner. Verse 8. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
Oh, so he says that, so you had some that was appointed to always muddy up the water for you. Their job is to try you. Now, he told you four letters is only going to get you salvation. So happened, Jesus got five letters in it. But you see, they'll push that name Jesus on you, and they tell you, I'm a four letters, going to get you salvation. He said, but they're going to stumble at that stone. But they was appointed to stumble at that stone. They was appointed to try you to see what you've been with this Jesus, which is five letters, four letters. So it's up to you. That's what he told Peter. Peter, I pray that you stand tall. Same thing I'm telling six and morning counts. I pray that you stand tall, but ain't but one name for salvation. The four letters with the name that the Son came in, the Father's name, YHWH, the four letters, and he was Yahweh the Son. So we pray that you stand tall in this understanding, but he said they're going to stumble at that stone. But there was a point to do so. Now, but he told, Brother Micaiah, he told something in the book of Daniel about this stone so that they put at nothing that became the head of a corner. They talked about this stone in the book of Daniel chapter 2. Let's see what they said about this stone. About this stone, because it was a dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, the big Cushite. He had a dream, and nobody could tell him the dream but Daniel, the Israelite. So Daniel said, hey, King, I'll tell you about this dream that you couldn't get to none of your big dignitaries. Let me tell you all about this dream. Brother Micaiah, in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 36, we're gonna take it all down to what Nebuchadnezzar said after Daniel broke it down. So we're going somewhere with this right here. So we're going to show you how it works according to the Bible. Although you see, everybody got the mouth going with them five letters. But we're going to tell you how it's going, the breakdown of it, by looking at Daniel chapter 2, 36, down to verse 47. Brother Micaiah, you on the clock, come on.
Book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 36, down to 47. Verse 36, read. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. 37. You, O king, are a king of kings, for Yahweh of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. Verse 38. And wheresoever the children of man dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven have he given into the hand, into your hand, and have made you ruler over them all. You are his head of gold. Verse 39, and after you shall arise another kingdom, inferior to you, in another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. Verse 40, and the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, For as much as I break in pieces and subdue all things, and as I that break all these, till it breaks in pieces and bruise. Verse 41. And whereas you saw the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron. For as much as you saw the iron mixed with Mary clay. Verse 42. And as the toes of the feet was part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. 43. And whereas you saw iron mixed with Mary clay, they shall mingle them there. And where, verse 43. And whereas you saw iron mixed with Mary clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed Mary. Of men. Mary clay. And they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. 44. And in the days of these kings shall Yahweh of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be lifted, the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Verse 45. For as much as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great Yahweh had made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And a dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. 46. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. 47. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your Yahweh is a Yahweh of Yahweh and a Yahweh of kings and a revealer of secrets. Then you couldst reveal this secret.
Mm-hmm. So the world had a problem at that time. The big Kushites was running the world. But Daniel the Israelite was able to break it down. And the reason he was able to break it down, let's look at 2:16 to get warmed up. 2:16, and then let's get down to verse number 20 to 23. Let's see how was he able to do that, Mother E. Let's see what was going on. So the king had this dream, and nobody was able to tell nobody anything. But Daniel said what in 2:16, then skip down to 20 to 23. What do you say that, Mother E, that we can read? Come on.
2:16, 20 and 23.
Yeah, 21, 22, and 23.
Okay. Daniel chapter 2, verse 16. Daniel chapter 2, verse 16. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Verse 20. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Yahweh forever and ever. The wisdom and might are here. 21. And he changed the time and the season. He removed kings and set it up kings. He gave wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Verse 22. He revealed the deep and secret things. who knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Verse 23. I thank thee and praise thee, O the Jehovah of my Father, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thus has now made known unto us the king's mouth.
What did Daniel say? What did he say now, Mother? Listen to me carefully, Mother. He says, it been known unto us. What word did he use? It been known unto who? It been known unto everybody. What is he saying?
It has been known unto us, the king's mouth. Not everybody.
No, it been. Hold on there, Mother. That's very important. Don't be good at tighten up. Mother, the young lion, it been known unto who? What did Daniel just say? It been known unto who?
This has been known unto me.
Oh, that would Daniel said. So Daniel said he heard everybody come before the king, and they got. But it been known unto me. That what Daniel said. It been Yahweh made known unto me. That's the word. And that's one of the greatest mysteries in understanding the Bible. Yahweh got rules and regulations that the children of Israel must know. Mother Eve, Amos 3 through 7. So we must know. Daniel said he watched the big digging for the king, and they didn't get nowhere. He said, dream of got away from me, and I don't understand it. So on to my payroll, would you come on, tell me, because I'm troubled. And they couldn't get nowhere, so he wanted to kill everybody. And Daniel says in the second chapter, why the king's decree is such hasty? He said, tell them what.
Why do you want to bother me when it's on the phone?
It's gonna show up. So now, Mother, let's see what kind of rules and regulations he got to tell the children of Israel in the third chapter of Daniel, verse 1, 2, and 7. What can we read that he? Chapter, 2 and 7. What is the rules and regulation that we must know? Especially when we, like I tell you, this flyer that I'm looking at, it got some pop to it. Now, but when you put this flyer on them, this one right here, you gotta get some more typing paper. So we can get some more of this on the table. And we found out this right here, it's got some juice to it. It's telling you Judah is the lead tribe. So if you're the lead tribe, that means you got to be knowing where you're going. Because the blind lead the blind. You can have all of the 11 tribes stay in the ditch. All of this. And we're going to find out about that boat. I ain't forgot about that boat yet. We take care of boat. Come off what? We'll find out about it later.
Breaking up.
And Amos 3, I'm doing what? I'm breaking up, Mother? Amos 3, 1, 2, and 7. What does it say?
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and verse 7. Verse 1. Hear this word that the Yahweh has spoken against you, O family of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the man of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the famines of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins. Verse 7. Surely, the Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servant, the seer.
So that's how he operates. So how do he operate, Mother? So if you want to know something, how do the Bible say you're supposed to operate?
Through the seer.
That what we're reading?
They deal with secret to the seer.
Mm-hmm. So we can read that.
I said, verse 7. And surely the Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servants to see it.
Yeah. You say that, sir? Right, there's like something going on right now. We got the probably WCC step up to us. Yeah, WCC step in. So we go, we keep the ball game going. Mother Eve.
Okay,
There you go.
Okay. I had a distraction and to be reminded of something. Mm-hmm. So, Mother, what do it say that we can read in Isaiah 33, 13?
Isaiah 4.
33, verse 10.
Isaiah chapter 33.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 33, verse 10. Verse 10. Now will I rise, said the Yahweh. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself.
So he said, now will I rise. So what he's saying is, now will I rise. Now all the things that have been hid from you, it's time to be revealed. Now will I rise. And how I'm going to rise, Mother E, how I'm going to rise is Isaiah 37, verse 31 and 32. And Mother D of Israel, I'm looking at Romans chapter 12, verse 17, 18. Had that waiting on me. Romans 12, 17, 18. So we find all he's saying, now will I rise. Now it's time for me to make my move. Find what he's talking about, Mother, that we can read. In Isaiah 37, verse 31 and 32, how will he rise? Come on.
Isaiah chapter 37, verse 31 and verse 32. Verse 31. And the remnant that is escaped of the family of Yahweh Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Verse 32. For out of Yahweh Judah shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of mouth Yahweh Judah the zeal of the Yahweh of hosts shall do this.
So, it is prophesied that it will be a remnant of Judah. We'll start seeing this thing a little bit more clear than the world will see it, and then they will inform the other 11 tribes. But he said a remnant will come out of Judah, and they will start making statements, bringing out things that once have been said but got away from them. So it says that Yahda Judah will be the tribe, and that's why on that flyer, it said Judah, the lead tribe. So the lead tribe somewhere is going to start waking up and start unlocking the Bible before the people that's called many titles and call him by the five letters. And when he says only four letters going to get you salvation. So you see, that's a big task ahead of us. But what we're going to run into, but Yahweh is going to tell us something, although we're going to run into some things, Mother D of Israel. We're going to run into some things now, but let's see what is already written when the time appointed, how we must deal with this. In Romans chapter 12, verse 17 and 18. Hey, Mother D of Israel, what is saying yes. In Romans 12, 17, 18 that we can read?
Romans chapter 12, verses 17 and 18. Verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Prove things honest in the sight of all men. Verse 18. If it be possible, as much as lie in you, live peacefully with all men.
That's 17, 18. So,
yeah.
So he says, now it's a prophet now. He said, oh, why don't just because they want to back up. Don't get with them. He says, the reason I don't want you to get with them is that like they got to back up. Now, if they got a messed up spirit, he says, don't get with them on that act up spirit. He says, this what you do that we can read. Let's go to the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30 to 39. Let's do the same, Mother, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30 down to verse 39. Now, he's telling you, otherwise, cause another person to get off into the flesh. Don't get in the flesh with them because they is up under the banner of Satan and death. So when you're in the flesh and try to deal with Yahweh's word, you're up under the banner of Satan and death. He said, don't get with that spirit. Because what reason you tell you that? In Hebrews 10, 30 down to verse 39. What are you saying, Mother D of Israel, that we get all clocked this and some jump off? Come on.
Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter. Hebrews. It's a lot of errant spirit. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30 to 39. Verse 30. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, says Yahweh. And again, Yahweh shall judge his people. 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Yahweh. 32. But call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated. You endured a great fight of affliction. Verse 33. Hardly while you were made a gazing stop, both by reproach and affliction, and partly while you became companion of them that were so used. 34. For you have compassion of me and my bonds, and taken joyful and the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that you have in heaven a better and enduring substance. 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. 36. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise. 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Verse 38. Now the just shall live by the covenant, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Mm-hmm. So what is he telling us to build us up, Mother B.F. Israel? What is he telling us that in 1 Peter 2, verse number 9, what is he telling us, Mother, that we can read in Peter 2, verse number 9?
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a righteous nation, a special people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
So he's telling you are what kind of people that Mother D.F. is around?
A special people.
And your duties is what?
Show forth his praise.
Oh.
And the dude said,
so he said you are special people.
You're dumb.
And your duties is to show forth his praises. So why are you showing forth his praises by getting in the flesh with somebody out of the spirit? You're not showing forth his pleasure. He said, you've been chosen to take care of this business. And he made it plain in Proverbs chapter 26, Mother D.F. Israel. What he says in Proverbs 26, verse 29 to verse 23?
Proverbs 26, verse 20 to 23.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Proverbs 26, verse 20. Well, I'm in the wrong book. Okay. Proverbs 26.
Okay.
Proverbs 26, verses 20 to 23. Verse 20. Where no wood is, there the fire goes out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. 21. As coals are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. 22. The words of a talebearer are a wound, and they go down into the innermost part of the belly. Verse 23. Burning lips and a wicked mind are like a potsherd covered with silver dross.
Mm-hmm. So what is he saying? He's saying, listen, you have some that is a tailbearer. You have some that do everything they can to get you up in the flesh with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm telling you in advance, if this is going to happen to you, and if you get caught up, that's shame on you. We also read their mother, dear Israel, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 8. We read something that we have to always remember in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8. What he said, we can read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8.
Peter chapter 2, verse 8. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
So you say the ones that disobedient to this word, they've been what, Mother D.F. Israel?
Appointed.
They've been appointed to do. They is appointed to get you off into the flesh with them.
Mm-hmm.
They've been appointed to do that. Now, if you know, if when someone try to get you off into the flesh, after he told you plainly in 26 verse 3, and if you fall for it, then Yahweh said, wait, like he told Peter. Hey, Peter, he said, now, you know Satan desire to have you now because you are front now. He'll sip you like wheat. But if you've been appointed to do that, what verse I just said again?
Proverbs 26 verse 3.
No, I didn't say no Proverbs 26, verse 3. I said Isaiah 26, verse 3.
That's what I heard. Isaiah 20.
That's what you heard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
26, verse 3 of Isaiah. Yeah, 26, verse 3.
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you.
He said, Yahweh said, listen, if you trust in him, he will keep your mind in perfect peace. So when you see a person's mind is not in perfect peace, especially on Sabbath day, then you know they're dead now. That's the devil got on. That's the devil on. And if you get in the flesh with a person got the devil on you on a Sabbath day, you're going to lose your Sabbath day. You just then get in there by looking at the Bible. You just polluted your Sabbath day by getting in the flesh with anybody on the Sabbath day. Then you just lost your Sabbath day. So now you on 127 verse 1, and Brother Micaiah helped me Deuteronomy 32, 35 to 43. So. What it says in 127 verse 1 there, Mother, D.F. Israel, of Psalms, come on.
Psalms 127 verse 1. Psalms 127 verse 1. Except Yahweh be of the temple, they labor in vain that build it. Except Yahweh keep the city, the watchman waits, but in vain.
So, Yahweh will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. And when you try, stay in the spirit, because everybody that's a servant of Yahweh will be tried to see what you stay in the spirit or you get in the flesh. Now, if you get in the flesh, you're not going to be a servant of Yahweh. If you get in the flesh. But if you stay in the spirit of Yahweh, then Yahweh says, okay, it's written. And the seer's job lets you know you're going to be tried. because I appointed peoples to try you for the great reward of the kingdom to come. So you think you're just going to walk in the kingdom and not being tried? Oh, no. No. Mm-hmm. You will be tried. And you will be tried with whatever you love the most. And to see what you make the right decision. Or you'll be tried with someone from nowhere coming to try you. It's up to you to see through all that. And remember what it says in the 14th chapter. I got to pull a rabbit out of that. Hey, Mother E, I got to pull a rabbit out of that. In the 14th chapter, pick up the verse number 1 of 1 Kings. I got to pull it. Yeah, see, that sounds pretty good. But have Mother E look at 1 Kings 14, and let's read a little bit. Let's read a little bit about a story that was going on in the privacy of the king's palace. 1 Kings 14, verse 1, Mother E, what it say? Let's read a little bit. Come on.
Okay. Book of 1 Kings, chapter 14, verse 1. And at that time, Ahaz, the son of Jeroboam, fell sick, and Jeroboam said to his wife, "Arise, I pray thee, and disguise thyself, that thou be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam." And get thee to Sihon. Behold, that is a God, the seer, which told me that I should be king over his people.
Go ahead.
You want verse? Okay. Verse 3. And take with thee 10 loaves and crackers and a cruse of honey and go to him. He shall tell thee what shall become of the children, of the child. Verse 4. And Jeroboam's wife did so, and arose and went to Sihon, and came to the house of Ahaz. But Ahaz could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. Verse 5. And the Yahweh said unto Ahaz, behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to act the same of thee for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shall just say unto her, for it shall be when she comes in that she shall visit herself to be another woman. Verse 6. And it was so when Ahaz heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door that he said, "Come in, the wife of Jeroboam. Why is this thy yourself to be a mother? For I am sent to thee with chastisement."
Mm-hmm. That's good enough right there. So you see, Yahweh, he knows exactly what a person's going to do. And remember, people's appointed to do certain things, and nothing you can do in secret that Yahweh do not know about it, Mother E. In the 6th chapter of 2 Kings, there's nothing you can do that Yahweh don't know about it, and he'll have you do things.
Right.
But it's up to you to be able to see through it and never interfere in your mind that you don't know what's going on. Because Yahweh knows all. Before you, he knows in 2 Kings 6:12, what do Yahweh know before you even attempt to do whatever's on your mind? What Yahweh know of Mother E? That we can read in 2 Kings 6:12.
Okay, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 12. Okay. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 12 reads. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 12. And one of his servants said, "None, my Yahweh, O king, but Elisha, the seer that is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the word that thou speakest in thy bedchamber."
Mm-hmm. So you see, so Yahweh sent the mental spirit to peep into the bedchamber of the big king. And when he laying there with his wife in his arms, and he gets talking that talk, yeah, you know, tomorrow I'm going to jump me some more Israelites. I'm going to do some wicked stuff on the Sabbath day. Yahweh being already formed, those understand that you listen. Don't let nobody get you out from under the spirit of Yahweh. Do that. If it happened to you, then you included your Sabbath day, and you're not going to be a servant of Yahweh, because he let you know up front. I created peoples to always be a rabble-rouser, always things to get you out of the spirit of Yahweh. If that happened to you, you lose. But Yahweh said something there, young lion, in the book of Deuteronomy 32, verse 35 to 43. What can we read, young lion, Brother Micaiah, Deuteronomy 32, verse 35 down to verse 43? What can we read? Come on.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verses 35 down to 43. Verse 35 reads, "To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste." 36. "For Yahweh shall judge his people, and repent himself for his service, when he sees that their power is gone, and there is none shut up or left." Verse 37. "And he shall say, where are their Yahweh? And he shall say, where are their Yahweh, their rock in whom they trusted?" Verse 38. "Which did eat the fat of their sacrifices, and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 39. "See now that I am he, and there is no Yahweh with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand." Verse 40. "For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever." 41. "If I wet my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemy and will reward them that hate me." Verse 42. "I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captive, at the beginning of the revenge upon the enemy." 43. "Rejoice, O you nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people."
So you see, what he's trying to tell you, listen, you just stay in my word, stay in the spirit of my word, inform those that I'm going to send you before you to get them on their feet. Stay in the spirit of Yahuwah's word. Do not get in the flesh when it's time for Yahuwah's business. Now, in the book of Nehemiah there, young lion, in Nehemiah 9, let's look at verse number 12 through 14. Skip down to verse number 20. Nehemiah chapter 9, 12 through 14. Skip down to verse 20, 27, down to verse 32. Let's see what it says in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 12, down to verse 14. Skip down to verse 20. Then skip down 27 to 32. Young lion, you still on the clock. Come on.
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 12 to 14, verse 20, skip it down 27 down to 32. Verse 12 reads, "Moreover, you leadest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night of a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go." Verse 13, "You came down also upon Mount Sinai, and spakest with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgment, and true laws, good statutes and commandments." Verse 14, "And madest known unto them the righteous Sabbath, and commandest them precepts, statutes, laws by the hand of Moses your servant." Verse 20, "You gave also your good spirit to instruct them, and withheld not your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst." Verse 27, "Therefore you delivered them into the hand of their enemies, who backed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto you, you heard them from heaven. And according to your manifold mercies, you gave them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies." Verse 28, "But after they had rest, they did evil again before you. Therefore, lifted you them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto you, you heard them from heaven. And many times did you deliver them according to your mercies." Verse 29, "And testified against them, and you might bring them again unto your Torah instruction. Yet they dealt proudly and hearkened not unto your Torah instruction, but sinned against your Torah instruction, which if a man do, he shall live in them. And withdrew the shoulder, and hardened their neck, and would not hear." Verse 30, "Yet many years did you forbear them, and testify against them by your spirit, and in your seers. Yet would they not give ear. Therefore gavest you them into the hand of the people of the land." Verse 31, "Nevertheless, for your great mercy's sake, you did not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for you are a gracious and merciful Yahuwah." Verse 32, "Now therefore, O Yahuwah, the great, the mighty, and the terrible Yahuwah, who keep covenant and mercy, let not all the troubles seem little before you that have come upon us, on our king, on our princes, and on our priests, and on our elders, and on our fathers, and on all your people, since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day."
Mm-hmm. So he said, "You what he said about verse 14 again, young lion."
Okay, the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, "And made it known unto them your righteous Sabbath, and commanded them Torah instruction, and Torah instructions by the hand of Moses, your servant.
So the Sabbath day is a what kind of day according to that verse 14? A righteous Sabbath. You see that? See, the Sabbath day is a righteous Sabbath day. That means I don't care what you got going on when the Sabbath day kick in. Even if you was, you know, had your better half in the headlock. When the Sabbath day kick in, you say, oops, the Sabbath day kick in. Baby, would you remind me of what I had going on with you before the Sabbath day kick in? You say, okay, I'll remind you what you had me in the head. Just wait till Sabbath day over with and remind me of it. So you have to stop even the headlock and hold and get the Sabbath day out the way. Then on the Sabbath day, the sun will set again. Then you say, hey, baby, what was I putting on you on before the Sabbath day? Well, you had me in the headlock, and you was getting happy by twisting me up real good. Oh, can I'm gonna get back on in that? That's the kind of restraint you gotta have when it comes down to Yahuwah's Sabbath day. Don't let nobody get you out of the spirit of Yahuwah. You cannot be used as a servant of Yahuwah. And they're going to come try you from everywhere. And that's why you street teaching now, showing you that you're getting warmed up in it. And once you start bringing out exactly Julius to the lead tribe, you know you're going to step on a lot of toes. But then you got to have more to back that up with by Judah being the lead tribe. Because then you won't know, do you know what requirement about being the lead tribe? What you saying? Let's go to Psalm chapter 60, verse 7. There, Brother Micaiah. What it says in Psalm 60, verse 7?
Going to the book of Psalms. Chapter 60. Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. The book of Psalms, chapter 60, verse 7, read. Galilee is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Yadad Judah is my lawgiver.
You see that? So when they read and show that Judah is the lead tribe, but then you got to understand, he ain't talking about how fast you run and jump, although they're the leader in that too. He means you supposed to be the leader in the Torah given information. Let's run to Psalm 74, 1, 2, and 3. What does it say in Psalm 74, 1, 2, and 3 there? You got a line?
Go to the book of Psalms. That's 74, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. Verse 1 reads, O Yahuwah, why has you cast us off forever? Why do your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Verse 2. Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, the rod of your inheritance, which you have redeemed. This Mount Yadad Judah, wherein you have dwelt. Verse 3. Lift up your feet unto the perpetual desolation, all that the enemy have done wickedly in the temple.
Uh-huh. So they won't know why is you got us in this predicament. Go to 7, 6, 1, and 2 there, young man. Psalm 7, 6, 1, and 2. Psalm 7, 6, verse 1 and 2.
Well, Psalms, chapter 76, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, and Yadad Judah is Yahuwah known. His name is great in Israel. Verse 2. And Yadad Judah also is his temple and his dwelling place in Yadad Judah.
Mm. So you see, it's a whole lot of meat on that bone once they read the 12 tribes of Israel. And once they, do you understand the responsibility by you saying you Judah? The responsibility comes leadership. Psalm 78, 1 through 6 and verse 68. And Mother, he have me Psalms 114, verse 1 and 2 waiting on me. What did it say that young lion in Psalm 78, 1 down to verse 6 and 68?
Book of Psalms, chapter 78, 1 through 6 and verse 68. The Book of Psalms, 78, verse 1, reads, give ear, O my people, to my Torah instruction. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. 2, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. 3, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. Verse 4, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of Yahuwah in his strength, in his wonderful works that he have done. Verse 5, for he established a covenant in Israel and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. Verse 6, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. Verse 68. 68 reads, but choose the tribe of Yada Judah, the mount Yada Judah, which he loved.
That's it, talk. Give me all that 147, 19, and 20. So you see, by looking at that handout that the six anointed camps have, when they read that to understand that Judah is the lead tribe, now question is to ask them, do you know what the responsibility of being a leader by knowing you, Judah? Because they lead happy by knowing they Judah. But it's more to it. That's why the dialogue got to get stronger and stronger, which you're going to get. Now here go the responsibility of being Judah for Yahuwah to intervene. So you have to be able to tell them plainly, because they might say, well, what about the other people? Well, we understand that, but Psalm 147, 19, and 20 give the answer to the other nations. What do you say that we can read, young lion?
The Book of Psalms, chapter 147, verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 reads, he showed his word unto Israel, his Torah instructions unto Israel. Verse 20. He have not dealt so with any nation, and as for his Torah instructions, they have not known them. Praise you, Yahuwah. Hallelujah.
Let's get a preach about that. In 233 to 36 in the book of 2nd Ezra. So he's saying, listen, so Ezra picked up on something that David said, and he said something that's very plain in 2 Ezra 2, 33 to 36. What did he say that, young lion?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 2, verse 33 down to 36. Verse 33 reads, I, Ezra, received a charge of Yahuwah upon the mount Horeb, that I should go unto Israel. But when I came unto them, they set me enough and despised the Torah instructions of Yahuwah. Verse 34, and therefore I say unto you, O you 17 nations, no, O you heathen that hear and understood, look for your shepherd. He shall give you everlasting rest. For he is now at hand that shall come in the end of the world. Verse 35. Be ready to the reward of the kingdom, for the everlasting light shall shine upon you forevermore. Verse 36. flee the shadow of this world. Receive the joyfulness of your glory. I testify my Savior over you.
You see, you got to testify your Savior open, and that was excellent. Now go to the third chapter and read the same verses 33 to 36. So you see, Reyes, you see what we got to do. See, when you come away knowing that you're Judah, now responsibility is very heavy. Hold that part, I got for the precept. Mother dear of Israel, give me the ninth chapter, verse 41 and 42. Oh, St. John, I need a precept out of that. So now once you know that you won't have to be on your best P's and Q's, then you're going to have to really be prepared when the rabble-rousers come. You know, like yesterday, the security came across the street, and he won't talk some smack, but we just let him talk a little smack. The next thing you know, he went somewhere and sat down, so he put some word on him. You're going to have all this going to come before you. A smack talker, you got them coming. But you must stay in the spirit. Now, Mother D. F. Israel, what it says in St. John 9, 41 to 43. I think that's it. St. John 9, 41 to 43. Mother D. F. Israel, you're on the clock. Come on.
St. John chapter 9. 40 to 41.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Okay. St. John chapter 9, verse 40. And the Pharisees and some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? 41. Yahuwah the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore, your sins remain.
So now, once a person know that they out of order, it's not for you to remind them and they already said it. They know they out of order. They know they out of order. It's not for you to do nothing but 27:12, Mother D.F. Israel. So you got some that know they out of order. But the Bible tell you what you're supposed to do. So right, 27 verse 12, what you supposed to do, Mother? Mother D.F. Israel.
Right, chapter 27. Okay. Right, 27 verse 12. Sirach chapter 27, verse 12. If thou be among the street, observe the time, but be continually.
Read that again. Take your time and read that again. If you be among the who?
In the street.
The industry. Good. If you be around the ones that want to be a knucklehead, if you want to be around the industry, those that want to be a knucklehead. Go ahead.
Observe the time, but be continuously among men of understanding.
So if you want to hang around knuckleheads, you said if you see a knucklehead, would you ideal with a knucklehead where you was going to give 20 seconds? Now I'm not giving you no seconds. So once you see, they say, I know that I'm supposed to put the Sabbath day. I'm supposed to hold all whatever I got in my mind to after the Sabbath day. And you see a knucklehead bypass that. It's up to you to stay in the spirit. But if you get out of the spirit, then you're not following Yahuwah's rules and regulations. It might be somebody close to you, regardless. You don't let nobody get you out of the spirit of Yahuwah on the Sabbath day. It ain't no stopping. And let me put a bending ladder more on to straighten it out. No, we talk about that after the Sabbath day. You can't can't get me out of the spirit of Yahweh's word, because the men of spirits, all they do is Enoch 20 verse 1 of Brother Micaiah's what? Enoch 20 verse 1, what they do? What do the men of spirits, what's their job to do in First Enoch 20 verse 1?
In the book of Enoch.
What do the messenger spirit do? What they do?
The book of Enoch, chapter 20, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, these are the names of the righteous spirits. These are the names of the righteous ministering spirits who what?
Who do what? What they do?
Who what?
That's all they do. Watch. All they do. Their job is to watch you. Then they get tapped on the shoulder and know and take his place, and they just look at you. They just look at you and write. Another one bit the dust, polluting the Sabbath day, unruly, and think they got something coming for me. He made it plain in the 20th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3. Ezekiel, what he says in Ezekiel 20, verse 1, 2, and read verse 3. 20 verse 3. What do you tell Ezekiel, man, that 20 verse 3?
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 20. You say verse 3?
Yeah.
That's good enough. That sounds pretty good. 20 verse
3.
Book
of Ezekiel, chapter 20 verse 3. 3 reads, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, thus says Yahweh, are you come to inquire of me? As I live, says Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you.
So he said, one that's unruly, and they come to require me. He said, look at him. I'm not going to respond to them. So you got to understand something. Once we understand Yahweh's word, you'd be surprised what Yahweh going to do with your mind. Once you recognize what he's saying that we can read. Hey, Mother E, what you working with, Mother E? We gave you a verse about 15 minutes ago, and it's time now for you to deliver, Mother E. Come on with it.
I got the chapter, but I don't know the verse. He says Psalm 114, but I didn't get the verse.
1 and 2. Okay. 1 and 2.
Okay. Psalm chapter 114. Verse 1 and verse 2. When Israel went out of Egypt, the family of Israel from a people of strange language. Verse 2. Judah was his sanctuary, and Judah was his temple, and Israel his dominion.
But what happened? What did Israel do in 106, verse 35 to 36? What did they do that we can read, Mother? Hey, Mother, what did Israel do that we can read in 106, verse 35 and 36? What can we read that they did? Come on.
106, 35 and 36.
Yes, ma'am.
106. Okay. Let me get back here. 107. 106. Chapter 106, verse 35 and 37. 35 and 36. Psalm 106, verse 35. But we linger among the nations and learn their works. 36. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them.
Wait a minute, Mother. What did we do?
Served idols.
Back up a verse. What did we do again? Back up. What did we do? Back up one verse. 106, 35. What did we do?
mingle among the nations, the heathens, and learn their works, learn what they were doing.
That what we did? So that's the reason we call him Jesus. But he didn't say his name with no fire letters. So the one that called him Jesus, and he's the four-letter man, son, so they don't know what to say the name Jesus, what they have did in their mind according to 106:35, whatever they did.
They mingled among them and learned their work. They used the name Jesus instead of Yahweh.
That's what it is. So now, see, you have to be able to recognize that spirit, Mother. When those that you hear will say, well, hey, you call them the four letters and I call them five letters Jesus. Then you have to have these verses in your mind. So, what you have did, you have mingled with the other nations in your mind, but you're not going to get me out of spirit knowing what you did. To be clear, what you did. So
nice.
We clear what you have did, but we ain't going to get in the plus with you because we clear what you did. You didn't get that. You didn't get that from him. You got that from the other nations. And see, and that's what that rule of speech was played earlier. Said the Catholic Church is the one who gave you that name. The Catholic Church is the one who removed the 14 books from you. So he's saying, listen, you have your record. But if they chose to continue to mingle among the nations, you don't get out of the spirit of Yahweh and get in the flesh with them. You got to understand something. We read in 1 Peter 2, verse 8, I appointed those to do what they're doing, to be a rabble-rouser, to get you out of the spirit on the Sabbath day. I gave you scriptures how you handle that. Where you was going to give 10 seconds, don't give none. That's all. And he says, where no wood at, the fire going to go out. We read that over there in Proverbs. See, he'll give you everything to work with. So those deer will watch the six anointed cap and see where they apply it. Remember, that fire is a powerful piece of information. Judah is the lead tribe, the fourth son of Israel. That's big talk with them. So that means everybody else got to get up under you. And if they don't get up on you, you ain't got nothing coming. See, that's big talk. So you can't have be bogged down with ignoring the truth for the flesh. That's just the way it is. Now, we're going to bring Mother E in because I see he got a memo saying from who? Latter Day Saints. See, we gonna mute the elder for his second comeback. We're going to mute him. Oh, yeah? Well, Mother E, now you are, Mother Z, you don't heard enough to give a commentary on what you heard. Now, you heard a whole lot to see they're going to do everything they can to get you out of the spirit of Yahweh and get you to reap what you reason with me. See, they ain't going to reason with you, but Yahweh is getting you all the ammunition for you to be clear. If they're not under Yahweh, they suddenly say or do anything. You have to be prepared to realize that and don't have to go take no high blood pressure medicine and go somewhere and lay down. You're supposed to say, I'll spank it out you. You ain't got no Yahweh here. So you suddenly say or do anything. I'm just going to drink me some herbal tea while you run the fat mouth. See, if we get that spirit on us, because Yahweh is going to turn it up on the six anointed caps. And we saying now, you must prepare yourself through the scriptures when you show the flyer showing that Judah is the lead tribe. Lead in what? The word of Yahweh. And you got to reflect Yahweh's word through his demeanor, a meek and a humble spirit. You can't be all over the place. Enough said on that, Mother Z. So you might address this national audience, and that's the best part of the broadcast anyway. When Mother E come, when Mother Z come on and address this national audience, and put on them what Yahweh give her, Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bid you that see right.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seal Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, Mother, I know you heard a lot. You heard a lot. So we know you now you're left the desk. Now you're ready to address this national audience. So take your time. It's over 500,000 plus, but it's all ears. The floor is yours. You're on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read from Psalm 61, starting at verse 1. Hear my cry, O Yahweh, attend unto my prayer. Verse 2, for the end of the earth will I, from the end of the earth will I cry unto you with my mind, while my mind is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Verse 3. For thus has been a shield for me and a strong tower from my enemy. Verse 4. I will abide in the tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covenant. Then the wings. Covenant of thy wings. Verse 5. For thus, O Yahweh, has heard my voice. For thus, O Yahweh, have heard my vow. Thus has given me the charity of those that fear thy name. Verse 6. Thus will prolong the kingdom, king's life in his years as many generations. Verse 7. He shall abide before Yahweh forever. Mercy and truth with meet my. He shall abide before Yahweh before forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth with my servant preserve him. Verse 8. So will I sing praises unto the name forever, that I might daily perform my vows. And I would just like to read that for the national order. Psalms chapter 61, and that was the whole chapter of Psalms chapter 61. And I would just like to leave that with the national orders and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, I was asking on your part that, Mo. So, you know, you're letting them know that, matter of fact, give me a, come back, Mother, see? So the message that you just got delivered to them, you best to say it in your words. What was the reason you picked that verse, and why? I know you read it in grand style, but what? Let the national audience know what was you bringing to the table. You're back on the clock again, Mother Z. Come on.
Let them know what I was bringing to the. I just basically pick chapters at random, whatever. When I be looking in the Bible for something to read, whatever, you know, just grab hold to me, that's what I read.
Okay, so you got some Luke 12:12 in you. At that very same hour, you just get in there at that very same hour. I got you. All right, that sounds good. So otherwise, you got some Luke 12:12 in you.
Some of the time.
You got more to say, Mother?
I said some of the time. Some of the time, that's how I pick them. Yeah, some of the time.
By being a Luke 12:12, huh?
Yeah, some of the time.
Okay. All right. Well, that means you got some Luke 12:12 in you. Okay. That's okay. That's good. So otherwise, you might have plenty of things on your mind, and all of a sudden, Luke 12:12 will kick in. You just take it away. You go with the flow of Yahweh. Okay. We can work with that. No problem about that. We can work with that because we know your spirit is right. Now, young lion. I want to come back to that 2 Ezra chapter 3, verse 33-36. I'm going to come back with that, young lion. What it says we can read in 2 Ezra 3, verse 33-36. Young lion Micaiah, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 3, verses 33 down to 36. 33 reads. And yet their reward appeared not, and their labor hath no fruit, but have gone here and there through the heathen. And I see that they flow in wealth, and drink not upon your Torah structure. Verse 34. Weigh you therefore our wickedness now in the balances, and theirs also that dwell in the world. And so shall your name nowhere be found but in Israel. Verse 35. For when was it that they which dwell upon the earth have not sinned in your sight? For what people have so kept your Torah structure? Verse 36. You shall find that Israel by name have kept your Torah structure, but not the 17 nations.
So you see that? So he's saying that, you know, he said, I've been around a minute, it would say. He said, I see they skinning and grinning, but when it comes down to keeping your Torah instruction, he said, they don't do it. Because you made it plain over in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, something, young lion. Look what he says in 6, verse 4. I'm going to show you why we just know what we know. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 says what?
Brother Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our Yahweh is one Yahweh.
He's a hero, Israel. Our Yahweh is how many Yahwehs?
One Yahweh.
One Yahweh. And he says in 42, verse number in Isaiah, what he says that we can read, young lion, in Isaiah 42, he made a final statement. He said, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one Yahweh. And what he says in 4:2 verse 8 in Isaiah behind that one Yahweh. What he say that we can read? 4:2 verse 8.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my honor will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven image.
He said, I'm not going to give my honor to another. I mean, children of Israel supposed to recognize and have the spirit to understand one thing. I came in my father's name. My father's name only have historical records, four letters, YHWH. Now, if you call him by five letters, and how many letters in Christ there? Help me out, young lineup. Most. How many letters in Christ? Six in Christ.
How many
in Christ?
In Christ? Oh, are you saying in Christ? I thought you said other man.
So how many is in Christ?
Six.
Mm-hmm. Six. So in Jesus is five, and in Christ is six.
Mm.
Wait a minute. He said, I'm not giving my glory to no other name but the four letters. So now if you call him Jesus, that's five letters. Christ is six.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say that we can read, Mother D of Israel? And Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2. Mother D of Israel. What did he say that we can read to the Israelites in the fourth chapter, verse 1 and 2? What did he say that we can read?
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. Now therefore, hearken, listen, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your fathers giveth you. Verse 2. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish out from it, that you may keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
Mm-hmm. What he says in Mark 12:29-30 there, Mother D of Israel, what he says in Mark chapter 12:29-30 on the right side of the book.
Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12, verse 29 and 30. Mark 12:29-30, verse 29. And Yahweh the Son answered him, the first of all the Torah instructions is, hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our Yahweh, is one Yahweh. Verse 30. And thou shalt love Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment.
Read verse 29 again.
29. And Yahweh's son answered him, the first of all the commandment is, hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our Yahweh, is one Yahweh.
So what do we suppose to learn those that they use the name Jesus, five letters, six letters? We know they're going to bring that to the table. But what message we supposed to lead them with before it's all said and done, according to verse 29 there, Mother D up Israel. Where you supposed to lead him?
Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our Yahweh, is one Yahweh.
You see that? So somewhere in that conversation, if it starts up, we have to be clear that our Yahweh is one Yahweh.
Yeah.
Four letters, YHWH the Father, YHWH the Son. That's just the end of it. So now Paul was on the clock in Acts 26 there, Mother D.F. Israel, verse 6 and 7. What did Paul say when he was called to the carpet that we can read in the 26th chapter of Acts, verse 6 and 7? What did he say that we can read?
Acts chapter 26, verse 6 and
yep,
7.
Verse 6 and 7. Yes, ma'am. Where is
Acts 26, verse 6 and 7. Verse 6. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of Yahweh unto our fathers. Verse 7. Unto which promise our 12 tribes instantly serving Yahweh day and night hope to come, for which hope sake, King Agrippa, I am accursed of Yahweh of Israel.
Accused. He said he was accused. He said, I'm accused by these people. He said, they accused me of some things, but I'm here representing to let you know the hope of these 12 tribes of Israel. I'm accused of these things, but what he's saying, he's making it plain that, listen, this thing is about the 12 tribes of Israel. Promise was made to them. It was not made to the world. It was made to the 12 tribes of Israel. The promise was made. Brother Micaiah in 2 Ezra 16, verse 70 to 77. Let's talk about what the promise that was made that we can read in 2 Ezra 16, verse 70 down to verse 77. Help me out there, young lion. You back on the clock. Come on.
Brother 2 Ezra, chapter 16. Verses 70 down to 77. Verse 70 reads, for there shall be in every place and in the next city a great insurrection upon those that fear Yahweh. Verse 71. They shall be like a madman, sparing none, but still spoiling and destroying those that fear Yahweh. Verse 72, for they shall waste and take away their goods and cast them out of their house. Verse 73, then shall they be known who are my chosen, and they shall be tried as the gold in the fire. Verse 74, hear, O you my beloved, says Yahweh, behold, the days of trouble are at hand, but I will deliver you from the same. 75. Be you not afraid and neither doubt, for Yahweh is your God. 76. And the God of them who keep my Torah instruction and precepts, says Yahweh, let not your sins weigh you down, and let not your sins lift up themselves. Verse 77, woe unto them that are bound with their sin and covered with their sin, like as a field is covered with the bushes, and the path thereof covered the thorns, that no man may travel through.
Mm-hmm. So he kind of tell you, and Paul pulled that verse from Brother Micaiah in the 14th chapter, around about 19, and we'll read down until we get our point. So in Acts chapter 14, verse 19, Paul was pulling that verse because he was heading to find him some Israelites. And he had some things to tell them, but they was not in Jerusalem, polluted for southern kingdom Judah. So he was making his move in the 14th chapter, verse 19, and we'll read down and see exactly what he had to say. Come on.
Book of Acts, chapter 14, picking up at verse 19. 19 reads, "And there came there 30 Yada Judah from Antioch and Iconia, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, threw him out of the city, supposing he had been dead." Verse 20. "Howbeit, as the followers stood round about him, he rose."
Well, hold that part.
He rose up.
Hold that part there, young man. Who did what in verse 19? Who did what to Paul in 19?
Mm-hmm. The book of Acts chapter 14, verse 19 reads, "And there came there certain Yada Judah from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, threw him out of the city, supposing he had been dead."
Ain't that something? Dude, who delivered Paul up? Who delivered Paul up there? Who?
Yada Judah.
Hold that part. Hey, Mother E, give me the 13th chapter, 8 through 10, and Jeremiah. So you mean that who's going to deliver you up? Yes, Israel. That's who's going to deliver you up. To be mindful of those that's not a covenant in Yahdah, because he Yahdah Judah, or she Yahdah Judah, or whatever. Be mindful of what they're going to deliver you up. Huh? Mm-hmm. So remember, only thing can check you is you up on a YHWH, and you will do no ill. Hold that point. Hey, Mother E, Mother D of Israel, come back to that Mark chapter 12 for a minute. Yeah, see, that sounds pretty good, but you got to lay this in, because one day, you know, you're not going to be around the Sixth Anointed Captain. And they have to be clear at what 12:31 said, Mark. What do Mark 12:31 say that we can read?
12:31. "And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than thee."
He said, you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. Let's go to 13th chapter, Mother D.F. Israel. We need to run that down. He said, you're supposed to, love your neighbor as yourself. See? So when you find out that that's not on the table, if your neighbor is not loving you as thyself, you know, you have to be looking at these scriptures real carefully. In the 13th chapter, verse number 9 and 10. Can you help me out, Mother? In Romans 13, verse 9 and 10.
Yeah. Okay. Romans chapter 13, verses 9 and 10. Verse 9. "For this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the Torah instruction."
Yeah. So love works no ill to your neighbor. So So now, Mother D.F. Israel, in the 14th chapter of 1 Samuel now, 16th chapter, then what can you get out, what would you get out of this in the book of Samuel, chapter 16, what do you get out of this? Let's see if we can find Samuel 16. Is that what I want? Let me see what I want. In the book of Samuel there, Mother D.F. Israel, it's a statement I want to hear, and something was said, and you have to watch them spirits. And what was said? Can you help me out on what was said that we can tie this in? Can anybody around the Sixth Anointing Camp can help those see out? A statement was said by a certain king that how his mind was working. His mind was working, you know, and what did his mind say?
It was First Kings.
Thank you, Camp 16. Four. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Camp Four, the 18th chapter. Let's see what happened in pick up at verse number 7. In 1 Samuel 18, verse 7, and let's take it on down to verse number 11. Let's see what's saying. Who was reading that anyway?
Mother D.F. Israel. First Samuel 18,
yeah.
Verse 7 through 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Verse 7. And the woman answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousand and David his 10,000. Verse 8. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, Thou hast ascribed unto David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed but 1,000. And what can he have more but the kingdom? Verse 9. And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. Verse 10. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from Yahweh came upon Saul. And he prophesied in the midst of the family of the house, and David played with his hand as at other times, and there was a jarvin in Saul's hand. Verse 11. And Saul cast his jarvin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice.
Mm-hmm. So you got that evil spirit, and Saul said, listen, and you know, I got the javelin in my hand. He said, all I want to do is just javelin and just take it all to the wall with David in the middle of it. That's all. That's what I'm thinking. So you got white spirits that, you know, they got that spirit on them, see, right? See, when you ain't got no, when your Yahweh have departed from you, this the kind of spirit you're going to have on you. And you got to recognize them spirits. And you got to, and you have to make sure you, verse 12.
Verse 12. And Saul was afraid of David because Yahweh was with him and was departed from Saul.
See, and but what did Saul do? Now David's a Yahweh man, but what did Saul do in 18:9?
First Samuel 18:9, and Saul asked David from that day and forward.
You see that? And he eyed David. So you watch them spirit. They be looking around trying to find the one they're looking for. They be looking all over people's heads, side to head. They're looking for some individual they're looking for. See? Mm. He eyed the man of Yahweh from that point on. Always going to put the eye on him. Looking through the crowd trying to find out where the man of Yahweh is. So you see, these spirits in the Bible, and ain't nothing changed. All you got to do is know what to look for. Say, look, and Saul eyed David from that day and forward. You got some people that are going to eye you. They're going to look past the crowd. All they want to do is find you. If they have a javelin in their hand, all their mind is taking that javelin and just sticking you all the way to the wall. But you know that spirit of Satan is there on them. So it's up to you. You want to continue with that kind of spirit? It's shorten your life. Not good. Now, that's pretty good. What's your holding thing now, young lion? What's your holding thing? Who was holding something?
Yeah, I was holding Acts chapter 14, and I finished verse 19. Do you want me to swing back over that way?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Write that down some more.
Swing it back over to the book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 19. We're picking up at verse 29. The book of Acts.
Okay.
Chapter 14, picking it up at verse 20. Verse 20 reads, "Howbeit, as the followers stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe." Verse 21, "And when they had taught the covenant to that city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra, and to Iconium, and to Antioch." Verse 22, "confirming the souls of the followers, and exhorting them to continue in the covenant, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of Yahweh." Verse 23, "And when they had ordained them elders in every congregation of the children of Israel, of Yada Judah, and 10 northern tribes, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to Yahweh, on whom they believed." Verse 24.
And that's it. Now you know he was verse 19 again. Listen, verse 19. And Mother, give me 1 through 5 in the closing statement of the book of Romans, chapter 5, 1 through 5, Mother, in the closing statement. Come on back again. So now Paul, see, it wasn't those that you thought it was that they're gonna try to lay the fatal blow on you. Verse 19 again.
The book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, "And there came there 30 Yada Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead."
You see that? So you see, you always have coons, super coons, all around you. Don't just look at it because they found be a super coon, and they can be a Brother Micaiah 1:11, Maccabee. They can be a 1:11. See, you have to watch everybody from the page of the book. You don't watch nobody on their appearance, though. No, forget about the appearance. Watch them from according to 1:11 of Maccabees. And Mother E, I know I said, just give me what I said prior early was that 13th chapter, 8 through 10, or Jeremiah. And of course, right. How about Jeremiah 8 through 10? Had that waiting on me after Brother Kai come out from under this. Come on.
First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, "In those days went there out of Israel wicked men, who persuaded men, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the 17 nations that are round about us."
You see that? You see that? So you see, you going to have wicked Judah. See, here's why it is. It's Judah. The same one that when Paul came into the other nation around Tarsus, which they call Europe, Spain, Gil's the one, the super coons, is the one that delivered them up. So you always have super coons around you. They might be the same lineage of you. You got to watch everybody from the pages of the book. What it said, hey, Mother E, what it said in 13 chapter 8 through 10, the closing statement in the book of Jeremiah, come on.
Book of Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Verse 8. Then the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 9, thus said the Yahweh, after this manner will I mar the pride of Yahweh Judah, and the great pride of Yahweh Judah. Verse 10, this evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their mind, and walk after other false gods to serve them and to worship them, yet even be as this girl, which is good for nothing.
What do you call Judah? What do you call Southern King Judah people's mother? What do you say about them?
They good for nothing.
You gotta watch it, Mother. They might be some of the closest one to you. But they ain't got no Yahweh in them. They what?
Good for nothing.
That's right, Mother. All right, closing statement, Mother. We'll catch you tomorrow for some more at 6 o'clock tomorrow. So you gotta watch them. Because they from the tribe of Judah, like it might be your relatives. But they ain't got no Yahweh in them, I'm telling you. They good for nothing. Soon or later, they're going to show their head because there's nothing to check them. Without Yahweh, there's nothing to check you. You something to say or do anything. You might be thinking about taking a javelin and pressing me to the wall. That's how your mind works. That's why you have to avoid them. Stay in the spirit. They're not in Yahweh. Stay in the spirit. Don't get in the flesh with them. You lose. Mother E, closing statement. You're on the clock. Come on.
Oh, thank you for praising Yahweh for this class. Thank you for praising Yahweh for this year, the teacher. Thank you for praising Yahweh for the ones that's listening. Just thank you for praising Yahweh that I'm able to be in the class. Just say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Excellent. And hold on. And all those that got ear to ear on the international side with 500,000 strong, hold on. You must make your calling election sure by the book. Your relatives is going to be the one that lays the fatal blow on you. Your closest friend is going to be the one that lays the fatal blow on you. You cannot get out of the spirit and get in the flesh with them. You lose, according to us, says Yahweh. All right, Mother D.F. Israel, in the fifth chapter The book of Matthew, verse 13 through 16. Can you help those see up? Then give me Romans 5, 1 through 5 in a closing statement. What it says in Matthew 5, 13 through 16, then go straight down to Romans 5, 1 through 5 and a closing statement there, Mother D.F. Israel. You and the clock come out.
Okay, you say Matthew chapter 5, verses what? I couldn't get to it.
13 down to verse 16. Put it on your paper. 13 down to verse 16. Travel right on to Romans 5, 1 through 5 in the closing statement. You're on the clock. Come on.
Okay. Matthew chapter 5, 13 through 16. Read verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is there henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on and high on an hill cannot be hid. Verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under the bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and honor your Father which is in heaven. Now you said Romans chapter. Yeah. You said Romans chapter.
Chapter 5, 1 through 5.
Okay. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by the covenant, we have peace with Yahweh through our Yahweh son. Verse 2. By whom also we have access by the covenant unto his mercy, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the greatness of Yahweh. Verse 3. And not only so, but we honor in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Verse 4. And patient experience, and experience hope. Verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of Yahweh is shed abroad in our minds by the righteous spirit which is given unto us.
So, Mother, what you get out of that? What you get out of that?
Okay.
Mother D.F. Israel, what you get out of that? Romans 5, 1 through 5. You just get out of that.
There's no other way that we can make it without Yahweh. Yahweh the Son.
And we got to do what according to 3, 4, and 5? And what we got to do according to 3, 4, and 5?
Verse 3. Not only so, but we honor in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Verse 4. And patient experience, and experience hope. So we got to go through some.
And we got to have patience.
Yeah.
You see? So he's telling us what we got to have. We can't just throw our hands up there. Oh, here come a knucklehead. Here come old knucklehead. Let the knuckleheads be the knuckleheads, because they've been appointed to be knuckleheads. You just got to have patience to keep your mind on Yahweh, and he'll take it from there. Don't worry about a knucklehead. Worry about one thing, prize, and that is Yahweh's covenant with the right spirit and stay in the spirit. All right, then, Mother D of Israel, until we get back on again tomorrow. What is your closing statement behind that? Come on.
Psalms 106, verses 1 and 3. Praise you, Yahweh. O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 2. Who can utter the mighty acts of Yahweh? Who can show forth all his praise? Verse 3. Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah, Qua. Blessed if you keep it. You keep it right there. How many times? What kind of time, that mother?
At all times.
Hallelujah, Qua. So once we understand the scriptures, what show you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. It's up to you to apply the scripture. Never sit in your mind trying to wonder why a knucklehead is in your presence. If a knucklehead in your presence because it's been ordained by Yahweh. Because the world don't check you. But look, we tell you, hey, Brother Micaiah, look what Yahweh says in Isaiah 53, and we'll look down at verse 5. And skip down to 8 through 12. Brother Micaiah, Israel, C. Roy, what did he say we can read out of Isaiah 53, verse 5, 8 through 12? What can we read? Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 5, skip it down to 8 to 12. The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 5 reads, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our sins. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Verse 8. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who should declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Verse 9. And he made his grave with the wicked, and the rich in his death. He called. He had done no violence, neither was only deceit in his mouth. Verse 10. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his day, and the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. Verse 11. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify men. For he shall bear their sin. Verse 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and he was a numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
So what he's saying? He's saying that he paid the price. He completed his role in the time of Isaiah. He said, with his stripes, you already healed. It's up to you now to know that the reward is like the Son had with the Father. You complete the mission. I'm going to I'm going to divide you a portion with the strong, with the great. And the strong is the one that see the bigger picture in his picture, which is Yahweh's word, and get into his nation. Or you're going to be the one that get in the flesh and get out of the spirit, and then you're going to lose the prize. Let's go to the book of Hebrews chapter 9, 13. Let's get a little bit more. Because all that good talk was told to Isaiah. Now Paul can come back in the 9th chapter, verse 13, down to verse, we'll read you, we'll get our point. This is what Paul said to the national temple site, Southern Kingdom, when he got the microphone from Peter, the lead teacher. Read a little bit and see what he says. Come on.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 9, picking up at verse 13. 13 reads, "For if the blood of bulls and goats and of goats in the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the pouring of the into the purifying of the flesh." Verse 14. "How much more shall the blood of Yahweh the Son, who through the internal spirit offered himself without spot to Yahweh the Father, purge your conscience from dead work to service the living Yahweh." Verse 15. "And for this cause, he is the mediator of the new covenant, that's by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance." Verse 16. "For where a covenant
Wait a minute.
Is...
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Read verse 14 again.
Okay. Going back to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. 14 reads, "How much more shall the blood of Yahweh the Son, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to Yahweh the Father, purge your conscience from dead works to serving the living Yahweh."
15.
"And for this cause, he is the mediator of the new covenant, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, they which are called might receive the promises, the promise of eternal inheritance."
The one that was up under the first covenant, he's a mediator, and he died for the one that was up under the first covenant. See, right? You hear what Paul saying? He died for the one that was up under the first covenant. Back up to book Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, 27, 28. So you see, the Bible got to be taught. Once you understand your position in the Bible, he was a mediator and died for the one that was up under the first covenant. Who was up under the first covenant? Let's go to Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, 27, and 28. Let's find out. Who take credit for this?
The book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 10. You say you want verse 10, 24, and 28?
27 and 28.
Okay. The book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 10, 24, 27, down to 28. The book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 10, reads, "And he said, Behold, I make a covenant. Before all your people, I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which you are shall see the work of Yahweh. For it is a terrible thing that I will do with you." Verse 24.
With you. Verse 27. Verse 27. And 28,
verse 27.
The closing statement.
Verse 27 and verse 28. Verse 27 reads, Yahweh said unto Moses, write you these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. 28. And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables of the words of the covenant, the Torah instruction.
Come back to 9:15 again in Hebrews. Come back. Paul dropped a bombshell on the right side of the book in 9:15. If we just remember what the foundation just got through saying. So when Paul dropped this, remember, there was up on a Roman rule. When Paul said in 9:4, the automatic, we knew in the mind what he was talking about in 34:10, 27:28. What did he say in 9:15 of Hebrews?
Book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 15 reads, and for this cause he is the mediator of the new covenant, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
Who was a part of the first covenant, young lion, that we just got through reading in Exodus?
The children of Israel.
The children of Israel. So you see how it's so important to understand this. Being a lead tribe, not lead by just mouth, you got to lead by example. You got to know that you was the one he made the covenant with, and he picked Judah to be the lead tribe, and that message got to be told, that Yahweh came to die for the children of Israel that was up under the first covenant. And then right there in 9:15, Paul dropped that bombshell, knowing that you knew what was in Exodus 34:10, 27:28, closing statement, young lions, asking again, and to the mothers, catch you all again at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Come on.
Thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahweh, for allowing me to meet the seer Israel of C. Roy. Thank you, Yahweh, for to be able to learn the word on her. Thank you, Yahweh, for my wife and children that has given me the raise and the Torah instructions for him. I thank Yahweh for the elders, the mothers, the teachers, the brothers and sisters, and all the six anointed camps. I want to read the book of Isaiah chapter